The FX drama series The Shield, which in 2002 introduced Michael Chiklis as rogue cop Vic Mackey, begins its seventh and final season tonight. TV critic David Bianculli has seen the first eight of these last 13 episodes. Here's his review and his look at the impact of The Shield on today's TV landscape.
6 years ago, The Shield burst onto the TV scene with a vengeance. The vengeance was in the form of Vic Mackey, a detective running an effective but opportunistic strike force. Vic was violent, corrupt, and played by his own rules. So much so that in the pilot episode, Vic's own police captain assigned an undercover officer to investigate Vic and his unit. Vic responded quickly by shooting his fellow officer in cold blood during a routine bust and getting away with it. That's how The Shield began, shockingly. Thanks to The Sopranos on HBO, we'd gotten used to central characters who were less than heroic. But a cop who kills one of his own and isn't caught or punished? The Shield, from the very start, was something different. What has made the show outstanding, though, is that it never let go of that initial cold-blooded murder, or others that have followed since. Michael Chiklis, as Vic Mackey, won a Best Actor Emmy that first season and deserved it. Since then, his Vic has been targeted and investigated several times, but always has escaped justice. This season, though, Vic's luck finally may be running out. He's about to face a review board and most likely lose his job, but he has one last card to play, involving a box full of incriminating evidence against city officials and employees. The box has come into the possession of two people. Vic is one of them. The other, played by Benito Martinez, is the former police captain who launched the investigation against Vic in that series pilot. 6 years later, he's now a well-connected city councilman, and he and Vic are about to agree to a very uneasy alliance.
What are you doing?
There are over 100 blackmail files in this box. I only need one of them to get my badge back.
So you're going to blackmail someone just like Pasuela?
No. I'm going to give them their sin back. Grant them absolution. Him giving me my badge back is just going to be his way of showing gratitude.
Right now, this intel is the only proof that we have that Pasuela's dirty. Using it as leverage will compromise it as evidence. Plus, Pasuela will know that you have the box. We can't risk exposing that now.
But now that your Kodak moment is out of this box, the hell with everyone else, right? You and me, we're never going to be friends. We both know that we're just here for survival. Now, you want to be mayor? All I want to do is keep being a cop.
But Vic has other problems in this final season, big ones, involving his family at home and his family at work. One of his own strike force members, Shane, killed another member 2 seasons ago, the same sort of cold-blooded murder Vic committed in the pilot. This year, Vic and Shane are circling each other very warily, and all of Vic's demons and evil deeds seem to be coming home to roost. Maybe Vic won't get away with murder after all, or maybe, before The Shield is over, he'll commit a few more. Either way, all I can say is I've seen all 8 preview episodes sent by FX, and I couldn't burn through them quickly enough. This is one great TV show, and series creator Sean Ryan is ending it by bringing everything to a boil, and it appears, to an actual finite conclusion. The critical and audience raves for The Shield in its first year did more than put The Shield on everyone's radar. It put the previously ignored FX network there, too. FX responded perfectly with one ambitious, edgy show after another. Rescue Me and Nip Tuck, Over There and The Riches, Damages, and, starting Wednesday, Sons of Anarchy, a new drama series about an outlaw motorcycle gang. The Shield is the forerunner of them all, and more. Rival programmers were quick to learn the FX lesson that a single show, if bold and different enough, could redefine a network. So we have Dexter on Showtime and Mad Men on AMC and other obvious examples, all due in no small part to Vic Mackey and The Shield. So watch this season as a new chapter in cop show history is being made. The TV cop genre began a half century ago with Dragnet, where Jack Webb reenacted actual police cases. Then we had a few decades of cops as flawless heroes, followed by Hill Street Blues, which introduced cops as flawed heroes and changed the genre again. Homicide: Life on the Street took an even darker look and told a bleak overall story, The idealistic rookie cop in the first season ended up being a cold-blooded killer in the finale. And in The Shield, the central cop character began as a cold-blooded killer and has gone downhill from there. It doesn't look, from the episodes I've seen, that Vic Mackey will have a soft landing. But as dramatic TV roller coasters go, it's a ride no one should miss.
David Biancooley writes about television for TVWorthWatching.com and Broadcasting and Cable Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.